It is another edition of the MyFM and Petawawa Toyota Local Legend program, and I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom. Our guest this week is none other than Susan, who's recently wrote a book about her experiences living with her daughter with autism over the last 40 years. So, Susan, thank you so much for joining us today and kind of talk to us a little bit about how you came up with the idea for this book.
I've been carrying around totes of anecdotal notes on my daughter since the very beginning. And I kind of knew in my heart that someday I would write this book. Someone said it takes 9 months to have a baby. Well, it took 40 years to write this book. It's kind of, I love books, so something I've always wanted to do.
Okay, and how long did it take you to put it all together? I mean, you said 48 years.
40 years, yeah. Well, actually, I went to a book launch for Dawn Dubé. She's a local artist. She wrote a book called From Coal Oil Lantern to FaceTime. And while I was sitting listening to her talking, I thought, I can do this too. So I could hardly sit in my chair. I wanted to run home and get pen to paper, which I did. And I wrote my first story. And I say that Dawn Dubé kickstarted me on this book. So probably 2 years.
Okay. So by the time you first started and then putting all your thoughts and things together, it was about 2 years?
Yes. And I did send it off to a publisher called Friesen Press, and they read it and said it would be a much better book if you put your compendium, the new word I learned from Don, a compendium of short stories in chronological order. And I remember thinking, there's no way that's not going to happen. That's a total rewrite. None of my quotes will work. I don't even know how to begin. And then I had a friend offer to help me. Her name is Jill Reno. She offered to help me, and she's just been a godsend. So,
what does the book kind of touch on?
It's a mother's memory of the moments lived with her daughter. These are my memories. These are not the memories my daughters would talk about. These are probably, undoubtedly, not the memories her dad would either, but they are mine. They're precious to me. And, so it's from the moment she was born till today. And she's 40. So that's why I say it kind of took 40 years to write the book.
No, that's fair.
Yeah.
Where can people get the book? Is it online, in stores?
It is. It's at all major retailers. It's also available as an e-book, wherever people buy their e-books. In Pembroke, I have Westland Auto Sales, Hughley's Blueberry Ranch, Cardinal Fruit and Vegetable, Prince Street Used Bookstore. There's a little vegetable stand at the corner of Airport Road and Highway 148.
I know it well.
Yeah, she carries them. She's pretty sweet. And, And also, if you call me, I will get you a copy. And also, if you would like me, I will mail you a copy. So they're $20 a book. And that includes mailing. That's thrown in there for.
You just want the book out there.
I really do. I mention a lot of people in the book because, in a way, the book is also a thank you. To all the people who came together in the smallest ways, even a smile, to validate this journey and validate Margaret as a human being. So.
Now, normally with, I've seen some books that are written locally and done really well. Would there be a sequel at any chance to maybe having one?
I would like her sisters to write that sequel.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I really would. I don't think they're interested at all. But I think that would be cool to come from the point of view of the siblings whose stories are totally different than mine. And, who kind of believe that I've glossed over a lot of stuff, but I also wasn't demonizing anyone. So, and I don't want to insult my reader. The reader can read through between the lines.
Again, Susan, thank you so much for joining us here today, and congratulations on being named a local legend here on MyFM.